What's going on here?
Resistance is futile.
This,
indeed you are, Paul,
is...
It's in my head, Paul!
Fan Effect.
Welcome back, everybody. The first weekend in May brings with it the unofficial start to the summer movie season. And joining us now for a look at what's coming to theaters and streaming is Andy Farnsworth, host of The Movie Show every Friday on KSL News Radio.
In 3, 2, 1.
Our big movie of the week, and one that the studios hope will kick off blockbuster movie season, is The Fall Guy. It's based on the old network TV show of the same name from the 1980s. Ryan Gosling plays a movie stuntman named Colt Sievers, who disappears from Hollywood after getting injured during a stunt. But when movie director and Colt's former love, Emily Blunt, requests him to help on her new movie, he goes to Australia and gets caught up in a murder mystery. This is a fun, easy way to get the summer movie season going. Gosling's becoming one of the most enjoyable people to watch in Hollywood, and Blunt is every bit his equal. It's got a meta element with the movie showcasing the amazing things Hollywood stunt people do. I give it a B grade. The Fall Guy is rated PG-13 and only in theaters. We've also got a couple of movies debuting on streaming this week, including a new romantic film starring Anne Hathaway called The Idea of You. Hathaway plays a 40-year-old recently divorced mom of a teenage daughter. When she takes her daughter to Coachella, she unintentionally catches the eye of one of the performers. Problem is, he's a singer in her daughter's favorite boy band, and he's only in his early 20s himself. There's no denying that Hathaway and co-star Nicholas Galitzine have got some serious chemistry, and the movie brings up some thought-provoking questions about the microscope celebrities and those around them must endure in the social media age. But ultimately, The Idea of You is your typical romance movie formula with just a few tweaks. It's rated R and streaming only on Prime Video. Finally, on streaming, it's a hilarious new movie from Jerry Seinfeld called Unfrosted. It jokingly tells the story of the invention of the Pop-Tart, set in the 1960s when the battle for supremacy at the breakfast table was reaching its first peak. Rivals Edsel Kellogg and Marjorie Post race to come up with the first toaster-safe breakfast pastry. Cereal mascots start protests, milkmen make threats, sugar cartels get involved, and NASA scientists are even recruited to help out. If all this sounds insane, it really is, but in a good way. In addition to the main stars, Jerry Seinfeld, Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, and Amy Schumer, there are celebrity cameos all over the place. I laughed a lot while watching this. Appropriate for a movie about breakfast foods, its tongue is planted firmly in its cheek, and it's just empty calories. Just have a laugh and enjoy it. Unfrosted is rated PG-13 and is streaming only on Netflix. Also worth pointing out, this weekend brings May the 4th and new Star Wars content on Disney Plus and the 25th anniversary re-release of The Phantom Menace in theaters. With What to Watch, I'm the movie show's Andy Farnsworth for KSL 5.
All right, Andy grabbed my attention with all of those. I want to see all of them. Well, for more of Andy's reviews on these movies and everything else coming to screens big and small, check out the weekly KSL Movie Show podcast. It's available on KSL Plus app, KSL News Radio app, and anywhere you get your podcast, Devin.
Fine.
You can watch that review.
Yeah, that was
Hey, thanks for watching. I hope you and your family found this review helpful, and I invite you to check out my other in-depth reviews of movies and streaming TV shows on KSLTV.com. I'll see you there.